It's early morning, April 15th, 1865. The President of the United States has just died after being shot in the back of the head by an assassin. Washington City is in turmoil. Civil War just barely ended, and now the moral compass of the nation is dead. Amidst the chaos, the grief, and the uncertainty, one man is determined to steer the country towards justice. This is the story of Edwin M. Stanton, President Lincoln's Secretary of War. 1865 is a new historical political thriller set in the fraught period immediately following President Lincoln's death, an era of monumental events, an end to civil war, a beginning of Reconstruction, the first assassination of an American president, and the first impeachment. Throughout it all, Edwin Stanton is resolute. A lifelong abolitionist, he is determined to protect Lincoln's legacy and bring his assassin to justice. But the task is difficult and the means rough. Stanton will have to deceive and manipulate his friends, cajole and flatter his enemies. He will be forced to protect the guilty and persecute the innocent. He will stop at nothing, but the moral gravity of his actions and his own secrets might consume him. You are about to hear a preview of 1865, in which Edwin Stanton first arrives after hearing the news of the terrible events at Ford's Theater. You can listen to new weekly episodes of 1865 exclusively on Stitcher Premium. For a free month of Stitcher Premium, go to stitcherpremium.com/1865 and use promo code 1865. You'll also find a link in the episode notes.
Major Eckert, get these people off the streets now.
The crowd is growing by the minute, sir. Many of them are armed. Our men are struggling to keep them at bay.
Our men have weapons too, do they not?
Of course, sir.
Then they should use them.
On the crowd, sir?
No, on the crowd. For God's sake, if they refuse to disperse voluntarily, fire warning shots into the air.
Yes, sir.
Whoever these assassins are, I don't want them to be able to blend in with the crowd. So for God's sake, make certain they clear those streets.
You heard him, Captain. On the double.
Yes, sir.
I ordered your things moved here from the War Department. I've prepared an office for you in the parlor. Mr. Wells is waiting for you there.
I'll be with him in a minute. Where is the First Lady?
She refuses to leave the President's side. Would you like to see him,
no,
sir?
No, not now. Send for Robert Lincoln. Have him escort the First Lady back to the White House.
It's done, sir. Our men are trying to locate him, sir. They'll bring him here straight away. How is Secretary Seward?
How do you think?
Will he survive?
I've just come from Seward's house. The doctor's doing everything.
Are you all right?
I'm fine.
Would you like a moment?
I said I'm fine. Where's the Vice President?
Marsh MacPhail's men are with him now, standing guard outside his hotel room. Sir, there's something you should know. We believe he may have been a target as well.
Johnson?
Multiple witnesses confirm. There was a suspicious man outside his hotel asking for the Vice President.
When?
10:30. Same time as the attacks on Lincoln and Seward.
Do we have this man in custody?
No, sir. He disappeared. They say he got spooked and ran off into the night.
Oh, for God's sake.
What are your orders, sir?
Send this telegram immediately. We need to put the generals on alert.
The telegraph lines are down, sir. The wires must have shorted.
How long have they been out?
Just before 10:30.
They didn't short, Major. They were cut. Move all military personnel to the perimeter of the city. The rebels could be advancing on the capital as we speak. Send riders in all directions and put all forts on alert. If the rebels are coming, I want to be ready. And get the telegraph up and running right away.
Yes, sir.
Major, wait. Did you speak to the Vice President tonight?
For a moment.
How drunk is he?
He's not well.
Whatever happens, do not let the Vice President leave his residence. As far as I'm concerned, till we secure the streets, his hotel room is the White House. And Major.
Yes, sir.
Which way is the parlor?
Mr. Stanton.
Secretary Wells, I'm sorry to keep you waiting.
How is Secretary Seward? Will he recover?
It's unclear at the moment.
God have mercy.
He's in good hands, Mr. Wells.
Have you seen the President?
No.
I have. He will not survive his wounds. I'm no doctor, but I can tell you that for certain.
I assumed as much.
What was he thinking, going to a theater of all places?
I believe he thought it would do the people some good to see him out in public.
He had no business being in a place like that.
Yes, well...
I spoke to him just this morning. We were arguing about something. I don't even remember what, and I stormed out in a huff.
Mr. Secretary...
The thought of that being his last memory of me is unbearable.
Mr. Secretary, There is much to be done.
Of course, of course. Have we captured the man yet?
The men, you mean?
I'm hearing Booth's the lone gunman.
It's impossible he acted alone. Secretary Seward and President Lincoln were attacked at the exact same time.
God in heaven.
There was a third target as well.
For God's sake, who?
Vice President Johnson. I believe this was an attempted coup, Mr. Wells.
A coup?
The president and vice president dead. The process of electing a new president can only be set in motion by the Secretary of State.
Seward.
Yes. Who was stabbed upwards of a dozen times and left for dead. If these attacks had all succeeded, under current law, what happens?
I have no earthly idea.
No one does. The president, vice president, secretary of state, dead. There is no constitutional protocol for electing a new president. I believe this was a coup designed to upend the executive branch and throw us into crisis.
And who, in your estimation, is responsible for this supposed coup?
Jefferson Davis.
Jefferson Davis is many things, Mr. Stanton, but a cold-blooded murderer is not one of them.
Mr. Wells, the best way to uncover the truth is to find John Wilkes Booth and his conspirators as quickly as we can.
Agreed. What can the Navy do to help?
I need boats to patrol the Potomac, as many as you can spare. If Booth and his compatriots escape the city, they'll try to cross the river and flee to Virginia. We need to cut them off at the pass.
Whatever you need from the Navy, it's yours. The same goes for me. I am at your disposal, Mr. Stanton.
Gideon.
Yes?
I know I've been a thorn in your side in the past.
A sword is closer to the mark. Oh,
yes. Well, thank you.
For Mr. Lincoln.
For Mr. Lincoln.
Telegraph, April 15th, 1865. From the office of the War Department. The attacks, both at the theater and at Secretary Seward's home, took place at the same hour, thus showing a coordinated plan to assassinate Union leadership. Every street in Washington is to be patrolled. Every road out of Washington is to be strongly picketed. All trains and steamboats should be stopped immediately, and every other possible avenue of escape thoroughly guarded, in order, if possible, to arrest the assassins. Sincerely, Edwin M. Stanton, Secretary of War.
Mr. Stanton.
Mr. Hale, thank you for coming.
You remember my daughter, Lucy?
Yes, of course.
How do you do, sir?
How do you do? Miss Hale, your fiancé is on his way.
Robert is coming here?
Yes, any moment now. Now, perhaps you'd like to wait for Mr. Lincoln in the foyer. I'm sure he'd appreciate your company and your comfort.
Thank you, Mr. Secretary. I'll leave you to your business.
She's a lovely girl.
I'm sorry for bringing her.
No, no, it's fine.
I couldn't bear the thought of leaving her alone. Not on a night like tonight.
As I said, it's fine.
How is the president? What's his condition?
Well, his wound is mortal. Senator Hale.
It's Ambassador Hale now, you know that.
Assuming Johnson follows through on Lincoln's promise and confirms your appointment.
When it comes to Lincoln's agenda, Andrew Johnson isn't likely to follow through on much of anything. Wouldn't you agree?
Perhaps.
What can I do for you, Edwin?
I want to know what you think of him. Johnson.
When he was sworn in as vice president a few weeks back, he was wallpapered drunk.
Oh, I know. I was there. Fool could barely stand.
He's a feckless, vile monster.
A drunk, a womanizer, and a stammering buffoon, too.
Don't forget Bigot.
Indeed.
He's entirely beneath the office of the presidency.
Yep. Come tomorrow, he'll have it.
That man stands in opposition to everything you and I have fought for our entire careers.
If there's one thing I've learned from my time serving under Mr. Lincoln, it's that the office of the presidency changes the men who occupy it.
Not this one.
Johnson the man is unscrupulous and vile, yes, but Johnson the president, we don't know who he's going to be, not yet.
My father always said, when someone shows you who they really are, believe them. Believe Andrew Johnson, Edwin. Take him at his word. He'll try to destroy Lincoln's legacy first chance he gets.
You may be right. All the more reason for you to stay in Washington. Even if Johnson does make good on Lincoln's promise, refuse the ambassadorship. Johnson will need good men in his orbit, John. Men who can help stave off his worser inclinations. So will I. I need you here for the fight to come, not kept away in the Spanish embassy.
The people voted me out of the Senate, Edwin. I have no power.
You have influence. You have more sway over the Republicans than anyone. Where you go, the party will follow.
And where will I be leading them?
When I was a boy, I swore an oath to my father. An eternal hostility to slavery and bigotry. I'm going to make good on that promise. I'm going to preserve Lincoln's legacy. But I can't do it alone. I need you and the rest of the Republicans standing with me, lockstep in solidarity.
Consider it done.
Thank you, John.
What about you?
What about me?
You'll have to offer Johnson your resignation.
Along with the rest of the cabinet, yes.
And if he accepts? Much good you'll do the president's legacy deprived of your office.
I suppose I'll have to do with Johnson what I did with Mr. Lincoln. Make myself indispensable.
Easier said than done.
Why do you say that?
Johnson despises you.
Feeling is mutual.
Mr. Secretary.
Marshal McPhail, why aren't you with Mr. Johnson?
That's actually why I'm here, sir. The Vice President is missing.
He's missing!
My men believe he escaped to the bedroom window moments ago.
I ordered him to remain at home, and I ordered your men to keep him there, Marshal.
I've launched a citywide search, sir.
Find him, Marshal. I will not have this country waking up without a president.
That was just a preview of 1865. You can hear the rest of the first two episodes now, along with exclusive interviews with the writers and producers of the show discussing the real history behind the podcast. New episodes debut weekly, only on Stitcher Premium. Go to stitcherpremium.com/1865 and use promo code 1865 now for a free trial.